Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Artists Helping Artists. We are the number one art show on Blog Talk Radio. This is Leslie Seda in South Pasadena, and my co-host Margaret Sheldon is in Boston and is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. You know,
how are you?
I want to set the stage. I went out to get money this morning because I have to pay my dog walker, honestly. But it is such a monsoon here. I opened our front door and was hit with this tropical air. It feels like Bermuda.
Oh, and no way.
It rained so hard when I was at the ATM that literally my entire left arm is soaked. And I was worried.
Oh, my gosh.
My car window is going to short out or something. Anyway, yes, we have a little bit of weather today. That's right, folks. We're talking about weather.
I know. Shocking.
But, you know, I love these days, though, because it means certain things will drop off the calendar, and I can really spend extra unplanned time doing some others. So I just love it. It's like a snow day. I get so much done.
We don't have snow days here in Southern California.
But wait a minute. You can't trick me any longer. I have a sister who lives in Pacific Palisades, and they have like smoke and ash days from the fires. They've
of course.
Had school canceled.
We do have those.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. No, we do. We do. That's because the air quality is so bad that if you're out playing sports or doing something outside, it can be actually very harmful to a lot of people, especially anybody that has asthma or things like that. So, yeah, we do have those days, which is really sad because we had some really horrible fires last year, which was not good.
I know.
So, anyway, what's new? How are you doing?
I think I'm doing okay. You know, it's T-minus maybe 4 or 5 weeks till my daughter's wedding.
Wow. We're T-minus a year.
Well, let me tell you, get as much done as you can ahead of time, because no matter what, at the end you look around and you say, okay, all hands on deck.
Mm-hmm.
It's just little things, but I will share with our audience that last night we went over to, we're doing it at our golf club, and we had our tasting dinner. Oh,
yes.
My gosh, I wish you could all come. You know, when the room is silent and the four of us at our table just kept going, so good. And we would just keep eating.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
How
so
fun.
I think it's going to be fun. You learn a lot about your children. For instance, my daughter said, we were discussing, you know, champagne is a choice now. Do you want champagne? Do you want champagne at the toast? Do you want to use Prosecco? Do you want to use something else? And she announces, I think that there are certain occasions where champagne is called for and should be poured. And we all looked at her like, who are you?
Who is this woman?
And we thought, yeah, let's get the champagne. Go for it.
Oh,
anyway, it was great fun. And while my painting has suffered, it's not that I'm not doing a lot of art because, you know, when you can, they will ask. And so things like table numbers suddenly become a beautiful art project, and the escort cards, and can you design this? And so we're having a blast. You saw that I posted something, and I said, I'm thinking this would be a great
envelope liner. And I responded.
We were looking
that would be fabulous.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
And because those are the sorts of things. I mean, 6 months ago, we were doing envelope liners. So anyway, it's all good. It's all creative. It's wonderful time.
That's
how
wonderful.
About you?
It's just been crazy. This whole Instagram world is so out of control. It's taken
no.
over my life.
But
no,
you love but it.
It's been really great. Last Thursday night, I hit my big milestone, which was really, really, really fun. Really, really fun. And I jokingly told my family, once you hit 100,000 followers, you don't really have any milestones for a really long time. So it kind of takes the pressure off.
Well, I did. Then I'm going to pipe up. You did hit 101, which means 101,000. I saw that. So it does.
Margaret, I'm at 104, actually.
Holy. Well, that happened in the last 2 days. I have to share with you. My husband, who is pretty clueless about all this, we're in the car last night driving over to this dinner, and he said, oh, by the way, I have a friend whose wife is a photographer, and I told him she should look at Leslie's feed on Instagram.
You know,
and I looked at him and I thought, you're sharing Leslie's feed with everyone. This is amazing. What?
It's funny you say that, because my husband has totally joined the bandwagon. And he is so funny. I did this big dinner party last Saturday night for I multitasked. I had a dinner party for our dinner club, and then I also did a collaboration with Home Goods at the same time. And my husband was totally into it. Now, he had to help me because it involved building something kind of in our backyard. But he kept showing it to people. He put it on his Instagram, which he wasn't supposed to, because I have to write it up for the blog for Home Goods, for their blog first. But it's fine.
Oh,
he
God.
Didn't tag me or anything.
Yeah.
But he's like totally into it now. He's like drinking the Kool-Aid. It's really nice.
I love it. Well, there seems to be a fire spreading. All I can say is if our husbands are now doing it, it's mainstream. It's everywhere.
Yeah, you're right.
It is no longer just the creatives it's
exactly.
Everyone.
Exactly. Yes,
right. Yeah. So you should know that John Sheldon's out there spreading the love for my 100-year-old home.
That's huge. I am so honored.
My jaw dropped. Great, John.
Well, last week we did a show on Instagram. Surprise, surprise. And a lot of people reached out to us about the comment I made about share groups. And I will tell you, honestly, share groups have been the number one thing I've participated in to grow my Instagram account. I'll tell you a funny story. There's a gal on Instagram who I absolutely love. Love, 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 love. She has 267,000 followers, I think. She's in the home decor community. She's amazing. She reached out to me a couple days ago and said, hey, do you want to swap a story share? And what that means is we'll share each other's account on Instagram stories. And I was like, oh, my God, yes. I was like,
do I?
Aaron, I can't even believe you know who I am. No, I know she knows who I am because occasionally we talk, but I'm just so in awe of everything she does. And her account has grown faster than probably anyone in the entire home decor community. And
now I know who you mean.
Yeah. And she shared me yesterday, and I've already grown by 2,000 followers. 2,000 people.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And I shared her, and she was so sweet. She's like, I've gotten so many new followers. And I'm like, well, I think everyone in the world already follows you. But thank you, because there's no way she's gotten as many as I have from her. But
perhaps it's our
The thing about this whole concept of being in a share group and sharing other people is I really feel it's what Instagram is about. Because what I don't know if people understand, I know Erin does because she's so genuinely amazing. I'm sure she knows what happens when she shares someone because she has so many followers, that she can have a huge impact on someone's account. And when a person knows that and uses it for the good, which I think is what most people do, it's like, wow, this is really cool. And being able to share other people's accounts is wonderful. I share a lot of people's accounts not thinking I'm ever going to get anything in return. And one of the things I'm trying to do more, and I need to do this at least once a week, and I don't, is to share a new person's account. Someone who's just got a great, great thing going and doesn't have the visibility, because you can make a huge impact. So I just want to kind of say that as the whole premise for this show. Share groups are kind of a I'll share you, you share me. But they are so much fun to do because it's really neat. And I just want to say that it is by far the best thing I've ever done on Instagram, and it has really, really helped my account. So if you're sitting here listening and thinking, what the heck is a share group?
Here we go.
It's a group of Instagram accounts that usually have a common theme. So who may be artists or who may be in the home decor field or who may be photographers who decide that they're going to promote each other. And the way they're going to do that is on their own feed or in their Instagram stories. You have to decide which one it is. You're going to promote that person by sharing a photo from their account, and then you're going to talk a little bit about them and encourage your followers to go check them out and go follow them. That's
first
all it
question.
Is. Yes.
How can you I have a hint at the answer. How do you share someone else's image? Do you take a screenshot and then crop it down and share
yes.
it, or do you use one of those programs like
No,
Repost?
I don't use a Repost or whatever they're regram
oh, okay.
or whatever they're called. I always take a screenshot and just crop it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Just straight from
this,
their feed.
This is another place where I know that Instagram really is designed to be used with your phone. I mean, it's the easiest
right.
to use from your phone. Okay, so you do. I'm surprised at your answer, and I'm happy because I know how to do that.
Yes.
Okay, so
So the first thing you need to do is you need to understand
yeah.
why you need a share group. And I will tell you, and this happens a lot, and it kind of hurts my feelings, but when I post a photo from someone else's account, those things sometimes blow up on my account and get way more likes than my own pictures do.
Uh-huh.
And that is a good thing, because what it means
yeah.
is you're bringing in fresh content to your feed that people like. So you can't
mm-hmm.
look at this as, oh, no, if I share them, they'll go follow them and they won't follow me. It doesn't work that way. It's a
right.
help them, everyone's going to be happy philosophy. Instagram is not the thing where it's like, am I going to follow you or you? It's I'm going to follow you and you. So don't ever
Ooh, that's
think
a good one.
By sharing someone else, it's a bad thing, because it's not. And I tell you, when I share other people's feeds on my account really gets hopping. And I spend a lot of time looking at trying to decide which photo I want to share, because I want it to kind of look good on my feed, but I want it to be different and something that I know that I think people are going to like. So you have
mm-hmm.
to look at this as a 100% win-win. And you might have to be able to – you might have to sell the people you're asking to be in a share group with what I just said, because it can't
mm-hmm.
– I don't know how it could possibly hurt you. I can't think of a single way that it would be a bad thing. So the first thing you need to understand is why you need to be in a share group. Now, for a while, I was doing a lot of giveaways, and I know those
mm-hmm.
help build your account, but I just got tired of it. Every time there was one on my feed, I wanted to like go away and hide, and I just wasn't comfortable with it. So one day I woke up and I said, okay, I'm done. No more giveaways. And I was at the point where people were saying, hey, will you be a sponsor for a giveaway, which means you don't have to pay anything. And it's a great way to grow your account. When I made that decision and instead started doing
mm-hmm.
share groups, my account grew, I swear, 10 times faster.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So I just want to say that it's just a win-win. I can't think of anything bad about it. So
from the perspective of the person who's following your feed or anyone's feed for
mm-hmm.
that matter, if they can direct you towards another account that is something you're going to be interested in,
right.
It makes the first one all the more valuable, right?
Because, I agree. Absolutely.
You know, it's a little bit of, how I always say, if Leslie says it, I believe it. I think that's true. So good.
So this is what is a great comment, Margaret, that leads into my next point, and that is you need to get the right group to be in your share group. So there's a lot of different things that you have to think about. The first is there something on their feed that if I could put that on my feed to share, I would be like so happy? Because the last thing you want is to have your turn to share someone. You look at their feed and you're like, oh no, I can't put any of this on my feed. So you have to be smart and make sure it's like-minded people.
Mm.
You also, when you're in these share groups, you get to know people really well kind of behind the scenes because you create a direct message of just this group. And they can end up kind of being like a mentor group. So I think you want to pick individuals that, you know, that you like. But I will tell you, I've never started a share group. I've been lucky enough to be invited in them. And I have met the most amazing people in these groups that I never knew of prior to this, which is wonderful. And if I were you, I wouldn't worry about getting artists that are exactly like you. I would get artists who are like you and who are similar, but who are also perhaps maybe a little different. That's not as important. Just make sure it's a group of people who you think they would all be very excited to share one another. You can look at the size of accounts, how many followers they have, and that can certainly play a part. Obviously, the bigger account is, the more likelihood more people will see the account when they share it, so that's a good thing. You know, if you have 5,000 followers, I wouldn't ask 7 people who have 100,000 followers to be in it because they may think that, wow, you know, you're a little small, but I'd sure invite people who have 25,000 followers in it. So it's just something that a good mix of sizes of accounts is good, but it's not the most important thing. It's more important of, I think, just people whose accounts you would be really excited to share.
Okay, question time. Do you think that it's okay to start really small, like a group of 5 people who maybe have between 400 and 600 followers? Will that
you
work?
You can't. It will, but if you put 1 or 2 people in there that had more, there's a good chance when that person shares you, your count will grow a lot more. So I would mix up a little bit.
Why would someone with 25,000 followers want to join a group with a bunch of people that have only 500? What's
because
in it for them?
Even if of those 500 followers, if 100 people followed that person, they would be super happy.
That's a big deal.
I don't look at it as if, oh, geez, she only has 20,000 followers. You know, you can still do extremely well. And if you look at your feed from the viewpoint of what I said earlier, if I can share some really great accounts and my followers are going to be excited about finding these people, who cares how big they are?
Mm-hmm.
There are more accounts
good.
Out there that have less than 1,000 followers that are unbelievable, that just don't have the exposure yet. So it really comes down to the actual account and the art. And if you want to share that person, I guess, is the best way of looking at it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Okay. I just know that it can be intimidating. If you're just starting, you think, oh, a big account wouldn't care about me. But to your point, maybe they would.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to choose the right one.
It's relative. You're probably not going to get someone with 100,000 followers in your group. I mean, that, you know, because they're probably already in share groups. I mean, I'm in share groups and people have over 200,000 followers and they probably look at me and they're like, oh, she's so small. But I'm like, so happy. So whatever.
I don't think they'll say that.
Best thing to do once you kind of have potential people is just to send them a private message on Instagram and say, hey, I'm putting together a share group. I'd love for you to be a part of it. And then as soon as someone says yes, you could then to the next person say, I'm putting together a share group. So-and-so is going to join us. And if that person says yes, and to the next person. So if you have a big account you're targeting, target them last. or not. It doesn't really matter. You can send them all messages at the same time. But a lot of people may not know what a share group is, so you're going to have to explain it. And I'm going to do my best to do that kind of right now.
Okay. We all have our pen.
Yes. Because what you're going to want to do is when you start a let's say 5 people say yes, so you have 6 of you. You're going to want to start a direct message with just the 6 of you. And hopefully everybody knows how to do that. I'm just going to tell you how you do that. So if you go to your Instagram and you press the little house or the home button, on the top right is that little kite arrow. And it takes you to all of your direct messages. There's a plus sign in the top right. You press press that, and that's where you can set up a private conversation with all the people in your share group. Okay?
Got it.
And the first thing you want to do, because you're going to want to write out this information and then put it at the very beginning of the share group. And you just want to say, this is week one. Okay? Our share group goes, you could say, Sunday to Saturday. So you have a week to do your first share. And you want to tell them that you have to decide in advance if you want people to do this share on their Instagram feed or in their Instagram stories. Both of them work really well. Some people would be more likely to share it in stories than on their feed, because a lot of people are very protective of what's on their feed, and putting it on stories is different. It's easier. It only lasts 24 hours. You know, it just kind of depends. Yesterday, the share that I got that I was telling you about, was in Instagram stories. So it wasn't even on her feed. So it just depends on what the group wants to do or kind of what you decide in advance. So, and all I would say that you suggest in there is that when you share someone, you share a picture of from their feed, and you talk the artist up, and you show her some Instagram love, or him or her some Instagram love. If you go to my 100-year-old home account and you see a share that I've done, it's very likely that you will find, if you start reading it, it'll be pretty obvious that this could be part of a share group. One of the things I always do at the end of the share when I'm talking about the person is I say, and this person is hashtag one to follow. For some reason, when I put that in, it seems like it picks up a lot of new people. The hashtag one to follow seems to do really well. So that's just a little point.
Maybe that's because we're all so busy scrolling, we forget that following is the object of the game.
Yes, it is. And I probably should have mentioned that. What you want to do is encourage people to follow. And what I typically do is I typically post like 4 or 5 photos from their account on my Instagram share, so people can swipe through, and I'll tell them swipe through and you can see more about this gorgeous account, but make sure you go over to their account and show them some Instagram love. They're one to follow. I mean, you'll see. Now, be mindful I would write this in the explanation, to be mindful to post at a peak time and do it when you can leave it up for 8 hours, because you don't want go ahead.
Yeah.
And you what?
I was going to say, you need to tell us what peak times are.
Yeah. Well, if you have an Instagram business account, you can just go in and it'll show you what your peak times are. I know in the morning I should post between 7 and 9. And I know in the evening I should post between 5 and 6 every day. It doesn't really change.
Okay.
What you don't want someone doing is doing the, you know, posting their share at midnight before they go to bed when no one's looking at Instagram, because it's just not fair. And people have to be willing to share it at a good time. Now, you don't leave these posts on your feed forever. Usually, you would, in the instructions, say keep the feed up for 3 days at a minimum, and then archive it after that.
Okay. 3 days
so,
minimum. Got it.
Yeah. So it's not going to stay there forever. And if you put it on Instagram stories, obviously it's only going to stay up for 24 hours.
Right.
Now,
and then you don't have to maintain it.
Right. Now, a really important part of the instructions that you're going to want to mention is this.
Mm-hmm.
Once you share it, go back to the group DM and let everyone know that you've shared so-and-so person. And the reason for that is because everyone in the group should go over and like and comment on it. Got it?
Got it.
That's very important. The only rule is don't skip anyone. And if someone's a day late, it doesn't matter. You know, I mean, it's pretty flexible. You just want to make sure that in week one, you share one person below you. And then if you're the one that's in charge, on the next Sunday, you say, hey, guys, it's week 2. Here's the list again. It's the same list from before. but repost
right.
it. Here's the list again. Now share the second person underneath you. And then you just keep going through the list until you've gotten to the last person.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It really does. It's a little bit easier than I thought. And I think if you take the time to write the instructions out, it's a lot easier. Like, this is making a little bit of sense, even to me.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's really, and when you're in a direct message, you can't have one message have too much copy in it. So this, the write-up of this should probably take like three separate ones right in a row. That once you hit the limit, you'll know because you can't type anymore. But it's just really helpful. And a lot of people say, should it be in Instagram stories or should it be in the feed? And previously I would have said, oh, it should definitely be in the feed. But now all the statistics say that it's true that more people are in are going to stories than they are even going to the Instagram regular feed. So there's a chance more people will like it. And I did one yesterday where I was just sitting in my backyard talking about this account, and I'd say, now I'm going to show you what's so incredible about her DIYs, and then I posted like three screenshots from her account, and then I started talking again.
Ooh.
And posted a few more screenshots. And it's just a great way to kind of – it's almost easier than posting it on your feed because you have to write it up. But it's just a really positive, wonderful thing to do. And it's really fun when someone shares you. I mean, it's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And okay. I think it's a great way for your account to grow. So if you were going to start this, Margaret, what questions do you have? What have I not covered?
Yeah. Well, I think for me this is going to be a how-to. I you know, someone sort of reached out to me last week after the show and
uh-huh.
I love her work. I follow her, and I thought, yeah, we should do this. But honestly, we were then like, okay, so how do we start? And I think if we just do the review, from what you're saying is you figure out your group. You
right.
add people one at a time. You do the group. Is it a group message on Instagram? I do know how
yeah.
to set it up. Okay. And then basically follow the rules. It's almost, I mean, I hate to say this. It's almost like a chain letter. Go to the person below you.
Right. Yeah, it
right?
is.
And then
you have a whole week to share this person and do it, you know, when the time is best and spread the Instagram love. Now, you have to make sure that you, in one message, you just put a list of everybody. So then you can copy
mm-hmm.
and paste that every week. The order obviously can't change because you need to be able to go to the first person below you, and in week two you go to the second person below you. And you have to, at the beginning of the week, remind everyone, okay, guys, we're on week three. Now, right now I am in four different share groups. It is really hard. So I finally had to print out the one screen in the direct message that had the list of everyone, and I cross off when I've shared someone, I write the date because I cannot keep track because there's multiple people that are in multiple groups. So I can't remember if I shared that person in this group or that group. Isn't that terrible?
I don't even know how you can – I don't know. I think that would be too much for me.
It's
that would be too much.
Crazy, but it's really fun. It's so much fun. And there's new people that I haven't ever shared and new people that are sharing
yeah.
me. And it's just like, it's just wonderful. And what's happened is one gal has a huge account. She is like my new really good friend because she shared me.
Oh,
she's been all
great.
The time on my feed and she's like, she likes me a lot. So it's just a great way to meet really wonderful people. So.
Well, and the truth is what we know from every other time, you know, artists or anybody with a common interest. When you get together, you always learn something and you have somebody to ask questions of. Like,
yes.
I can't tell you how valuable I think that is in any community. So to start building, all right, I do have a question for you. What the heck is a tribe?
Oh, okay. A tribe is on Pinterest.
Tribes are on Pinterest.
Are on Pinterest.
Share groups are on Instagram. Okay,
exactly.
So tribes
and
are
it's
on Pinterest.
Kind of It's very, very similar.
Uh-huh.
It's like almost the exact same thing, but in
okay.
a little bit different way. That's the,
I was sure I just didn't know it. Okay.
Yeah, no, that can be
Gosh,
extremely confusing. But I'll tell you,
so then,
these groups are the perfect place
yeah.
where people will say something like, okay, this is happening with my Instagram. Has anyone ever had this happen before? Or I'm trying to do this, and what do you think? I mean, it's a great place for people just to have to go to ask questions of each other. It's awesome.
Yeah.
We have a
and
conference.
Get a direct answer.
Yeah, there's
what?
A home decor blogging conference in 2 weeks that I'm going to in Charleston. And all of my groups now are starting to talk about who's going, and I can't believe how many people from these groups are going. I had no idea they're all going to be there, so it's going to be super fun to meet all these people I've been talking with for a long time.
Oh, my gosh. You'll be at 400,000 yeah. when you come home. This
oh,
is great.
No, that's not going to happen. No. I'm
so
just attending.
Who
I'm not,
do you follow? Yeah.
Who
sure.
do I follow?
Who do you follow that has the most number of followers?
It's either Liz Marie Galvin or Erin at Cottonstem. They're both right around 250,000 plus. Can you imagine? Isn't that unbelievable?
Amazing.
But I don't follow them because of how many followers they have. I follow them because they're
no,
so...
No, I was just curious.
Yeah. No, but I was going to say, I followed Erin. Yeah. I remember when Erin hit 100,000. Last year, and it was such a cute, big, exciting, wonderful thing. So, but these ladies are so talented. They work at it all the time, and they mm-hmm. just do a fabulous job. And they deserve to have that many people following them because they're incredible. So,
sure.
And I learn a ton
yeah.
from them. I probably
that's
stalk
really
them both.
Wonderful.
Which they don't. They don't need
well, that's
to know.
Okay. You,
yeah.
I think you just told them.
yeah.
No, it's very cool. And the other thing is that when you look at any of these accounts that are really successful, which I define as 25,000 or more, it impresses
I agree.
Me.
I agree 100%.
But that you can see that they really follow the rules. You know, the feed, if you look at all their images, I'm looking at Cottonstem right now. The images do have sort of I don't want to say it's homogeneous, but it
love,
is
look,
kind
feel.
Of a very, yes, a very identifiable look, and they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And, of
yeah.
course, she's beautiful.
yeah.
And there she is. There's a picture of her at your silos. So you are cut from the same cloth. I love it. Well, it's pretty
so
exciting. I can only... You know, in terms of the application for this for somebody like me who's an artist, I think I know I've said I don't use Facebook as much as I did. This is almost easier for me because it's more visual.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the perfect blend. And I can see why, you know, 250,000 people are out there following one person if it's something that, you know, they're showing you what you're trying to learn or what you like to see,
mm-hmm.
why not? I
yeah.
wonder what the population of the United States is. You'll be there soon.
Oh, no chance. So I'm going to really briefly go back through what those
okay.
points are just in case someone missed it while
good idea.
We were talking. The first one,
okay.
if you're writing up the instructions, the first one is you say what week it is. So this is week one. Be sure our week goes from Sunday to Saturday during the next 7 days. Be sure to share the person right below you. And then a week
mm-hmm.
later you say this is week two. And you can just copy and paste the same instructions
and teach them
week two.
Two below you. Got it.
Then the next thing you say is share on your feed anytime. Just share it a good time. Talk up the artists. Show them some Instagram love. Encourage people to follow them. And then be mindful to post at a good time. You know, hopefully when you won't be posting again in 8 hours. Because when you post again, it kind of buries your most recent post.
For sure.
And then ask that you keep the feed up for a minimum of 3 days and then archive it after that.
Mm.
And it's nice. I mean, you can delete it, but I just archive it knowing it's there because I have gone back when I've gone to share the same person and looked at what I wrote the last time, which is kind of nice to be able to do, to look in your archive.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then you give the instruction, once you share, pop back into our DM and let everybody know so everyone can go and like and comment. And the goal – oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say
goal,
about the DM group.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just ask, do you – when you're done with your however many, let's say five people, 5 weeks, do you keep that group alive or do you kind of take it down?
Oh, they always stay alive because something may pop
okay.
up where someone has a question and wants to get people's input. Sometimes
Great.
Someone has said, hey, you guys, it's been a couple months. Can we do this again? What I was going to recommend is that you do end it. Don't like say, okay, let's do it again. Let's do it again. It's a good idea to end it and maybe you'll do another one or maybe you'll revive it a month, 2 months later, whatever it may be. But it's nothing wrong with ending it, but I wouldn't erase it. I would just keep it in your direct messages. And then the next thing I would mention in the instruction is the goal is to share before the next week starts. Just don't skip anyone. And then you say, here's the list of feeds. And so it's a separate little message that has a list of everyone. And obviously in that list, it should be the @ with their account so someone can just tap on it to go straight to your account if they're sharing you. Don't write Leslie at my 100-year-old home. Write at my 100-year-old home. So it's really simple for them just to tap on it.
Click on it. Oh, great. That was a good point. Yeah.
And then as a member of the share group, it is your responsibility when someone says, hey, I just shared Margaret, to go and like and comment and just kind of help support what everybody's doing. It doesn't take that much time, and it is so worth it. It is so worth it.
Mm. It's really fun. All right, we're going to tackle this.
I know. It's really not that hard. It is really fun. A lot of people struggle with finding something new to go on their Instagram account. Here's, new information. And it's just, and it's not a good idea to say, hey, I hope you guys will all share this photo. No, let the person decide, because when that person picks whatever photo of yours they want to share, they're going to pick one that they think is going to look good on their feed for their followers and give them that amount of leverage and let them decide.
Oh, that's a really good point. So
yeah.
I could scroll through so-and-so's account and find an image that I like.
Yes.
That I think fits mine. Yeah. All
Absolutely.
Right. So that's if you're putting it in your feed. If you're putting it up in stories, it's a little less worrisome because it's not going to be right next to all your other images.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
And, you may want to, if you have a really great share group, and let's say you do it in stories the first time around, when you get to the end of the list, you may say, hey, guys, do you want to do it again? And we'll do it on our feeds or vice versa. What people don't realize is don't think, oh, my gosh, I'm going to oversaturate. So few people that follow you actually see what you put up on Instagram because of the darn algorithm that you're not going to overkill, I promise. Especially if you're going between, your Instagram stories and your Instagram feed.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, let's see how this goes. Ooh, I feel like I have to report in. Well, not next week, maybe in about 8 weeks.
Margaret, I would love it if you did that. Because I would love to hear how it's going, and I'd love to hear, oops, this happened. What do we do now? I mean, I'd love to hear all that kind of interaction. If you have any more questions about this process, you can go to any of my Facebook accounts. Well, not my 100-year-old home, but you can go to my personal one, my Leslie Seda Fine Art one, or the AHA one, and leave a question under this show that's been posted. And I will. I promise you, I will answer your question. So, but it's don't try to keep it simple. It's just a win-win for everybody. That's what I love about this. I think it's just a really great way to share other people, to grow your own account, and I think share groups are like the best thing out there.
Okay.
I really do.
All right. Well,
so
I'm excited because...
Do you have artists in mind?
I do.
Good.
Well, I think there are four of us right now.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I think we need to find someone who maybe has more followers. I don't want to be the leader with my measly 900. So
stop
maybe
it.
We can see if we can. Listen, I'm proud of my 900. It's been work, but I haven't done anything active to really try to grow it. So I think it's time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like
this
to fool with it.
This is the greatest way, and it's super fun, and you get to know people, and you don't have to do it by yourself. That's what I love about it.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
Mission. Well, that was fun.
Yeah. No, I'm really excited,
I
would love to hear from people who try this. And it takes a little while to get the momentum going, so don't get frustrated if you only get, 10 or 20 new followers. That's 10 or 20 new people. I mean,
absolutely.
I'm
always thrilled if I get four because then, they drop down.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that dropping. I know you don't care. I have to say, I looked this morning on my feed, and this is what I'm going to tell you. I had some new followers, so I always look to see who's following.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that's, no kidding, somebody followed me. Their name is Official Female Fitness. Now, come on. they're going to unfollow me in 3 or 4 days.
Wait.
They're just out there
you don't
fishing
know that for
with
sure.
followers.
Maybe the person's getting married and they saw what you did for that envelope thing. You don't know. Don't doubt them.
Okay.
Yeah. No, there are people out there who just follow people, and if they don't get a follow back, then they will drop you, which is really dumb, and it's kind of they're probably doing it electronically, and their accounts are eventually, if they get caught, going to get closed down. So, don't do that.
I think all those people that try to game it need to go away so the rest of us can muddle our way through and see if we can make this work. But it just started raining super hard again. Have you ever seen it where the rain bounces? It's bouncing up 2.5 feet in the air.
We don't get that very often, but no, when it bounces on the ground, it's coming down hard. That's amazing.
I'm excited.
Well,
my
flowers
are gonna be happy. All right.
All of those in the good old USA to have a wonderful 4th of July celebration.
Holy smokes, already.
I know. I don't like the year, every seventh year where it falls on a Wednesday. It's too confusing.
I know, it's awkward. Yeah.
It's really frustrating. But we'll have the show next week,
Thursday.
Of course. Yeah, the following week we may not be able to do a show because I'm going to be at that conference, and I think it's going to be a little bit crazy.
But you'll report back to us following week.
Of course. Because I leave
excited.
On Wednesday. So I couldn't do it Wednesday. It probably won't happen that week, and
I
apologize. But no, I'm excited. I really think that share groups are a wonderful, wonderful way to do some great things. So let me know how it goes.
Well, thank you for giving us. Yeah, now we have a step-by-step guide.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Leslie, I'm on it. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.